And thanks for tuning in to The Record on KUOW. I'm Bill Radke. 1 year ago, I made a New Year's resolution, and I followed the advice that the experts give you. It was a SMART goal. You know the acronym thing, S-M-A-R-T. It was specific, measurable, agreed upon, realistic. Maybe it wasn't time-based enough because I failed. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you my resolution story if you'll tell me yours, and we'll all improve together right now, or we'll all agree to stop making New Year's resolutions. Give me a call right now, 206-543-5869, and we'll ring in the new year with a lesson learned. 206-543-5869. And I asked my colleague, KUOW editor Jeannie Yandel, to join us. Hiya, Jeannie.
Hello.
You made a SMART New Year's resolution, I think, last year. It was very specific.
It was very specific. My goal was, or my resolution was, to sing the Van Halen song Panama at karaoke before the end of 2017.
Let's put us in mind, shall we? Let's take you back to 1984.
Let's.
I know it was 1984 because it's the name is right there in the album, the Van Halen album.
That's
so,
true.
Jeannie, I got to know why Panama?
Okay, well, I wanted to sing this song at karaoke because here it comes, actually.
Yeah.
Bring it up. That's why, because David Lee Roth yells Panama, and then there's this amazing Eddie Van Halen guitar thing that comes in.
And that's why you wanted to sing into karaoke.
That's exactly why.
Because it's as if you were cueing Eddie Van Halen with your voice.
Yes, that's exactly right. I was just screaming Panama and then looking at Eddie Van Halen, and that magic was happening.
But why was this important to you? Was it just, could it have been any song? Was it about doing something in public?
It was about, it couldn't have been any song. I like doing karaoke in general, not because I'm a strong singer, but because I just sort of enjoy the chutzpah that comes with having to do something like that.
Yeah.
And Panama seemed like enough of a challenge that would also allow me to yell Panama in front of a room full of people, the way hopefully David Lee Roth does. But it didn't. So I did it.
You succeeded.
I did succeed, but it wasn't as gratifying as I thought it was going to be, because it turns out the only reason anybody likes that song is because of David Lee Roth yelling Panama. So everybody in the room yells Panama, and then he makes up nonsense for the rest of the song, and there's a spoken word section that doesn't make any sense, and it's a bad karaoke song. It is not anthemic.
Well, then what's the lesson? What lesson did you learn from succeeding at a bad resolution?
Yeah, right. Okay, so what I learned was it was way more gratifying to practice singing along with the song in my car during my commute. It was really fun to do that at 7:30 in the morning, and in fact, I still do it. It's sort of my get ready for the day thing. I would like to be the person who meditates every morning, but I'm the person who sings along to Panama every morning on my way to work. That's who I am now.
How about you? 206-543-5869. We're learning together. What was your New Year's resolution for 2017, and what did you learn from it, whether it was pass or fail? 206-543-5869. We have my colleague, KUOW editor Jeannie Yandel here, and we have Ted in Edmonds. Ted, what was your 2017 New Year's resolution?
My resolution, as weird as it sounds, was not to leave the house wearing sweatpants.
Why not?
I work from home when I'm not traveling, and when you work from home, you can get into a rut of getting up, showering, throwing on sweatpants, whatever's most comfortable, and not changing for the rest of the day.
That sounds great.
And it does sound great. It is great. I did it for a lot of years, but you start to realize it just becomes laziness when you get up every day and put on sweat. So I thought it would be a small way to stop being lazy and have laziness affect other parts of your life.
Well, what's the downside of the laziness? You're comfy. What's the problem?
Well, being comfy is not a problem, but when you start to get lazy with what you wear, you start to get lazy doing other things too, potentially, you know.
Oh.
The effort you put in at work, your kids, all that stuff, the abuse you take from people at Starbucks thinking you don't have a job because you're wearing sweats every day.
Okay, so it was all starting to slide a little bit.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
And how did you set about to accomplish your resolution? That must have sometimes been hard if you just wanted to be in sweats.
Yeah, it was. I mean, first of all, I got rid of the sweatpants I usually wore, other than stuff for painting the house. Second of all, you just get really comfortable jeans or other pants. And
no
then,
one's judging you for your comfortable jeans?
Nope, no one's judging you for your comfortable jeans.
Interesting.
And then you cheat a little bit in the summers by finding a pair of sweats and cutting them into shorts and wearing them out when you're running errands.
Okay, so cut-off sweats are better than long sweats?
They are, because they just look like shorts. People don't know if you just were working out or playing basketball or doing whatever.
Are you wearing sweats at all anymore, even at home?
Oh, yeah, I'll wear them at home or doing projects around the house, things like that.
Okay. Do you mind sharing a 2018 resolution? You said you did a health goal?
Yeah, so, you know, the one everyone does, trying to exercise 4 times a week and cutting all sugar out of my diet for a month, see how that goes and keep it going.
Whew, that sounds harder than the sweatpants resolution.
It is. I probably won't be able to keep it.
Oh, no. Then you're going to have a loss. You're going to be back to the doubting Ted. You might doubt yourself. Keep the bar low.
Just do 1 for 3. That puts you in the Hall of Fame in baseball.
That's true. 1 for 3 ain't bad. All right, Ted. Well, thanks a lot. Coincidentally, I resolved to not judge people by their attire. So, their sweatpants. So going two different.
Not everyone wearing sweats is lazy all day.
That's right. Less judgmental in 2018. Ted, good luck on the sugar and the health, and thanks for sharing a sweatpants success with us.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it, Bill.
Jeannie, sweatpants shorts, okay. Long sweatpants, unacceptable.
I'm skeptical of this. I feel like he was trying to cut corners on his own resolution. I mean, I'm glad for Ted, like that this was a thing and it worked, but you cut the bottoms off sweats and they're still sweats. I don't know.
Well, my lesson from that was to have a resolution that you can easily, you can help yourself, because he got rid of his sweatpants.
That's true.
You know, and the stigma against walking without pants at all outside of the Starbucks is even greater.
That's a good point.
We're talking resolutions of 2017, 206-543-5869. Emmy in Ballard, what was your resolution?
Well, my husband was horrified when I told him that my resolution was to spend a lot of money in 2017.
Oh, yeah?
But part of the motivation for that was that we're getting on in years, and we're not going to have a lot of time to do some things. So the first thing we did was we went to Molokai for 2 weeks. Then we came home and bought a new Subaru. Then I went to adult music camp for a week. Then we went off to Greece and Amsterdam for 3 weeks. And then before that, in June, we celebrated our 30th wedding anniversary, and we decided to have a large dinner party for family and friends, which turned out to be a blast. I think it was the hottest day of the year that day in June, and it was just so much fun, and it was a fabulous year.
Emmy, a couple questions. Do you have any hesitation in crowing about how much money you're able to spend? Because I'm not sure.
Apparently, not much.
Yeah, I guess not much. Some of us might feel kind of sheepish.
Almost everybody is going to leave their family something when they croak, and we figured, you know, let's just enjoy it while we can. So.
Wow. Well, yeah. I don't know if everyone's leaving something, but you're enjoying it right now. Do you have kids?
Oh yeah, they're all grown.
How do they feel about you spending their inheritance in Molokai and Amsterdam?
You know what? I'm afraid to ask.
Resolve not to ask in 2018.
That's another one.
Okay, so any final lesson learned from us that we can take away? What do you want to tell us?
That if you go ahead and spend money that you have, I don't advocate spending money on credit, that you will, you know, when you're lying there on your deathbed, are you going to be sorry that you didn't spend that money, or are you going to be sorry that you did? I think you're going to appreciate the fact that you had a good life while you could still ambulate.
Yeah, I'm with you, Emmy. If you're lucky enough to have it, time at some point becomes more precious than money.
Absolutely.
Enjoy that time. Emmy, thank you.
You betcha.
I'd like to hear from you. 206-543-5869. There's a lesson from Emmy's point of view. New Year's resolution for 2017. How did it go with you? What did you learn? Jeannie, what have you learned about New Year's resolutions? You did your own and you kind of looked around.
Well, I learned that that achieving the goal with my resolution last year is not that that's not the point, right? The point was that I got this other habit that turns out to be really beneficial and is a stress releaser. I sing Panama in the car on my way to work, and I come in ready to go.
Yep.
And I've also learned that Am I jumping the gun by saying I'm not on board with New Year's resolutions at this point?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're done with that, you resolve to not resolve.
I think so. I mean, I think my resolution
why?
because I was at a New Year's party yesterday. Here's why. I just learned this yesterday. It's a new lesson. So I'm at a New Year's party yesterday. It started at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. All of the adults are day drinking, eating barbecued ribs, and they're talking about how their resolution for the year is drinking less, eating better, exercising. And then they all say, well, obviously I'm starting that tomorrow. And it occurred to me, like, why bother? Like, why pretend you're going to be somebody else tomorrow, or that you can flip a switch and then you're going to be, you know, eating better and, you know, doing everything differently? I don't know. I don't know if we need to put that much pressure on ourselves.
Well, one reason, too, is that, as you said, you backed into a good new habit just by singing Panama in your car. And let me quote one of our Facebook members here. Leah writes into us, one New Year's resolution I made about 5 years ago, I believe I've successfully kept. I wanted to take more time to try to understand the intention behind the actions of people I didn't quite understand. I felt and still feel that if we are more cognitive, empathetic of others, then we will struggle less to find a middle ground.
That's an amazing resolution.
Pretty good.
I feel like Leah's probably a better person than I am.
Right.
But I'm also curious to know what concrete specific steps Leah took to get there, because that's a huge goal.
Yeah.
That's a huge resolution. I would love to know what little things she did along the way to make that bigger change.
Good question. How did you accomplish it? Because that's part of the SMART goal thing, right? They say break it down into, all the experts tell you, break it down into something doable. Elizabeth writes, quitting smoking nasty cigs 4 years this month. It's tough to quit, but the discomfort and withdrawals don't last long. I did it using the patch. So I guess there's her answer. She didn't have to, she makes it sound like she didn't have to struggle at all. She put on a patch and it was done.
Yeah.
This leads me to my failure story, that I resolved last year to swim the crawl for 10 laps. I just cannot, I get so out of breath, out of proportion to how physically taxing it is. And so I took concrete steps. I set up lessons, and that felt like a victory. I attended the lessons. That felt like a victory. And I have not swum more than 3 laps back and forth. It still wears me out. So I failed, even though I feel like I had it going. I did everything right except the learning to swim the crawl for 10 laps.
I have to say, though, that doesn't sound like a failure to me. You set an arbitrary goal of 10 laps, but you made progress towards doing something that you couldn't do before. And that feels like a big deal. I mean, that feels like something you could pat yourself on the back for.
I can break my arm, pat myself on the back for all the things I failed
Don't
at.
Don't sprain your wrist patting yourself on the back for that.
543-5869, Jennifer and Winthrop, will you enlighten us? What was your 2017 goal?
So, my goal for 2017 was to learn how to smoke pot since it became legal.
Oh, why did you? So you hadn't smoked before, but you wanted to?
Well, when I was in college, I did a couple of times, but it made me really super paranoid, so I just couldn't do it. But then I decided this was going to be the year that I was going to learn how to do it.
Why would you want to do something that made you super paranoid?
Well, that's a good question. I was hoping that maybe it had changed somehow or that I had changed somehow. I mean, a lot of my friends really enjoy it. I have to admit that, you know, my older kids enjoy it. So I was like, you know, maybe it's time for me to try to enjoy it again.
And so how did it turn out? How did it turn out?
Well, I have to say that the pot that I tried when I was in college is a lot different than what they're growing now.
And so I've heard.
It was quite a different experience than when I tried it in college. I'll just say that.
And so then the lesson is what for you and for us?
The lesson is that as a 49-year-old woman, I probably don't need to try different. Even if it's legal, I don't need to try different kind of drugs, I guess I should say, and I should just stick with what I know.
So that's kind of a new idea. You go for a resolution and find out you didn't really need the resolution anyway, and that's a success in itself, or at least a lesson learned.
Exactly. And so I decided that the better thing for me to do here in Winthrop, Washington, is just put on my skis and get out and find my high by skiing around in the mountains and enjoying my life that way.
You're right in the Medav Valley. You should be high all the time.
Exactly. We just moved over here 3 years ago from Seattle, actually.
Uh-huh.
And it's a pretty amazing experience.
Well, Jennifer, thanks for listening. How do you listen to us in Winthrop?
Online.
Love it. Thank you for learning a lesson and telling us about it.
Yes, of course.
It's 206-543-5869. Michael and Everett, what was your 2017 New Year's resolution and your lesson learned?
To move my mother from Missouri to St. Louis, from St. Louis, Missouri to Seattle, start a business, and to get off of parole.
Move your mom from Missouri, start a business, and get off parole. And how did all of that go?
I actually accomplished all three.
How'd you do that?
Just thinking there was no other option.
Oh.
I just made it a part of daily life to not think that there was another option. You know, we fail every day, so don't look at failure as a means of stopping. You have to live. Make it a part of your daily life to just do whatever it is you set out to do.
Do you have any advice for us when it comes to changing our mindset so that we don't feel like failure is an option? It's just part of our daily life.
Well, that actually, to me, changing your mindset is actually a physical thing. In order to change your mindset, you have to make it physical. You have to physically get out and do things that's different, that's challenging, and that you have to think about. You have to think about how to accomplish something new. You're not dwelling on what negativities or what obstacles that you may have to go through or already have went through.
Michael and Everett, thanks a lot for the advice.
Hey, no problem.
Congratulations three times. I like that, Jeannie. I like the idea, the advice of doing something physical that it changes what you do, as opposed to sometimes I just sit around and think that I'm gonna think about how I should think better.
Yes.
And I think that's true. We exist in bodies, evolved in bodies, and to go out and do things physically different is probably smart.
I loved that. And I want Michael to be my life coach. I mean, I loved how he said that idea of that you're going to fail, but that's not an end point. Failing is just a thing like any other thing that happens to you, and you keep moving no matter what. That I love that so much. It's a different way to think about failure. Thank you, Michael.
I do swim more than I used to, even though
See?
I failed at the 10 laps. I do like swimming. Yeah, I learned a couple of things. Here's one that I borrowed from somebody I heard. If you can do it in less than a minute, just do it now. That really has stuck with me. It's so specific, and you'd be amazed at how often you use that. Take out the recycling, hang up the clothes, sweep the floor, water a plant. You can do a lot in 1 minute. So I recommend it. Cindy in West Seattle, what was your 2017 resolution?
It was to complete one project.
What kind of project?
I'm a illustrator, and so I wanted to complete one illustration project.
And?
No.
You didn't?
I did not.
You could draw a stick figure. I mean, at least you completed something.
Well, yeah, like I've sketched things out, but I think it's about getting a sketch, you know, doing the whole process to an end product. And I got really close a lot of times.
We're right at the end of the hour. What did you learn?
I reset my goal for this year to also be to do one project. So I'm just going to keep trying. I've learned that I just got to keep on keeping on.
Cindy,
I'll get there someday.
KOW believes in you. Keep at it.
Thank you.
And let's talk next year about your success, okay?
All right.
Thanks, Cindy. Thanks, Jeannie Yandel.
Thank you, Bill.
Good job on singing in your car and at karaoke.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing your lesson. Join us on Twitter at KOW and stay tuned to KOW Seattle, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.